Welcome back to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. As ever, if you want to get in touch with the show, you can do so by dropping me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com. And last week on the show, I mentioned that myself and Kathleen McNamee from Off the Ball, I don't know how, why, when or what, but we signed up to do the mini marathon in aid of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, which does incredible work supporting those impacted by sexual abuse and trauma. They've been doing it since 1979, but they need funding and funds to continue that work. So we are going to hit the streets of Dublin on the June bank holiday weekend. And Kathleen is with me now to talk about taking on this endeavour. Kathleen, how are you?
I'm all right. Legs are a bit sore after the last few weeks of training. You say you don't know how we ended up in this situation. I know exactly how I ended up in this situation because anyone who listens to Jess on the radio will know she's an incredibly convincing person. And she makes things sound so brilliant, which most of the time they are. But then all of a sudden you find yourself training and trying to run when you have never been a runner in your life before.
I don't think I had to twist your arm that much.
No, I think the cause was probably the thing that won me round to it.
Yeah.
And I did say at the start of the year on Off the Ball, the lads were all talking about their New Year's sporting resolutions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people were saying they wanted to hit 10K running. Some people wanted to cycle more. I was like, I just want to get out and get some more fresh air. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking about it over the few weeks afterwards. And I was like, actually, I think I can do a little bit better than that. But I probably just needed the push from someone. And
here I am. But like the thing is, what I find is it's nice to have a goal to work towards. I'm like that in every aspect of my life. I would gladly sit around like a sloth all the time. But I love, obviously in our job, we have deadlines. Mm-hmm. I love a deadline. I love a project. And I feel like this is such an undertaking for both of us. But as you said, it is an amazing cause. And that makes it a bit easier.
That is the thing. On the days where I'm sitting at home and there's nothing I would rather do, if raining outside, it's windy, or I'm just mentally not in the space, I think of the money that we've already raised, which mm-hmm. is absolutely incredible. And we're still 2 months out, and what more we can raise and all the places it's going to go. And I think especially as women and women who are committing to run, which is a difficult pastime at times, depending on where you are and the time that you have allotted to you. You know, if it's the winter and you want to run at night, there's just so many different things that go into it. That's all that comes into my head. And the amount of people in my own life that since I've said I'm doing this have said to me, actually, I have used their services. I've used the services of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre that I didn't know that. And they're thanking me for doing it. So that's what runs through my head on those harder evenings to motivate myself to get out of the house.
Yeah, we'll talk about the training in just a second. But if you have, whether it's €2 or €20 to spare, please do consider donating it to the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. You can go to our link. It's idonate.ie/newstalkofftheball. And every single euro does make a difference. Because when we were talking about it and the next day I was thinking, geez, this is an organisation that I wish it didn't exist.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? But it obviously exists because it's needed. And particularly in the wake of the Ashley Murphy trial last year, like that shook me to my core. And it's something that remains in my brain. And I just think that for any organisation supporting not only people who go through the violence themselves, but also their families and their network, you have to try and do whatever you can.
Definitely. And I think there's not one person in the world who hasn't been affected by it in some way, whether it's personally or knowing someone. I know I could be walking home of an evening with my boyfriend and it'll be dark and a couple of girls will run past me running by themselves. And my head immediately goes to, I wonder, does someone know that they're out, where they are? How long have they been out? How much longer of their run do they have? It could be 9, 10 o'clock at night. And I think it's so important that there are the services there that people can go to and that hopefully we can raise awareness of over the next couple of weeks and months and into the future as well, so that people know that they are supported and they're not alone. And I think that's the thing that's really struck me with people coming to me with these stories over the last, we've only been doing this, 2-3 weeks now we've committed to it. The stories that people have come to me already, that's been the standout. It's, you're never alone. There's always a service. There's always a support. There's always people like us who take on harebrained ideas like running a marathon so that those services and supports will exist into the future.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to run for the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, if you want to join us in our madness, you can do. Drop me a DM on Instagram at JessKellyNT, because I think we were having a chat this morning. As much as, and I've been running for a while and I really enjoy it. And there's days when I'm like devastated when I have to go home because I want to keep going. But this week I've struggled. I'm exhausted. I'm moany. It's been grim some evenings. So I've struggled a little bit. I think we're both relying quite heavily on the adrenaline rush, the crowd and the buzz on the day.
I think people should really understand that, like, I have literally never run any sort of distance in my life. Jess at least has like training behind her. You said you did a 10K before. Mm-hmm. I am starting very much from scratch. So I'm really depending on this adrenaline and also the excitement of the day. And it's been great, the support I've had from friends who have said, you know, we'll help you out, we'll come running with you. Mm. If anyone sees me running around Phoenix Park, they're very likely to see me probably talking to myself, just trying to get myself through it.
Yeah.
But that's what you need. So the more support we can get, the better. I've gotten random messages of people who were listeners to Off the Ball or the different places that you've mentioned it. And they've just said, this is great. Well done. Mm-hmm. Keep going. All those little things add up in your head and make it seem a little bit easier.
Yeah. I'm confident it's going to be great. But again, the goal is to raise as much money as possible. We are going to do our bit. We are going to crawl if we have to, but we will get over the finish line. In terms of your training, what have you been doing? Have you just been going out and hoping for the best? Do you have a wearable? Are you using an app? What are you doing?
So I looked up a kind of couch to 5K program and mm-hmm. started with that because I'm the sort of person, because I've never really run in that way before, I done football training and that style of running, I was worried about, you know, maybe one day I'd go out and I'd run a kilometer and I'd feel absolutely fine in a short amount of time, and then the next day I wouldn't be able to walk two steps. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to put some sort of structure on it to make sure I didn't injure myself, and also that I was doing it in a healthy way for my body, because if you've never exercised certain muscles, it's going to be very easy to harm yourself. Mm-hmm. So I've started off with that, and I'm hoping that as time goes on, I'll keep progressing through the stages and hopefully get to a stage where we can run the marathon and I will be okay.
It's all going to be fine. If you've any tips for us, and also, do you know what the other thing I think we should do is we should have a running playlist.
Definitely.
I have my own little one, but I think for people who are out there who are proper runners, what's the number one get up and go song on your playlist? Share it with me, techtalk@newstalk.com. I'm going to compile our little playlist and that'll get us through as well, yeah. Right?
And we should definitely do some sort of piece at some stage of different bits that you can use if you are a beginner runner.
Absolutely.
Apps, wearables, whatever it is. Because at the moment, I'm just using like a random app on my phone that someone recommended to me and I downloaded it. I can't even remember the name of it now. It's run by Under Armour, I think.
Okay, yeah.
And using that and just the details that my phone are giving me, because I've never done it before. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this will be a start and we'll see how we go.
Well, what we'll do is in 3 weeks' time, maybe you'll come back and we'll talk about our progress. Mm-hmm. And we might get Carl Henry in as well to talk through the different wearables, the apps, and also the metrics that matter when you're running. Because that is something that's important to know as well.
Yeah, that's the other thing. When you're starting from scratch, it's really hard to know what you're supposed to measure. You know, people say distances. So how much time should it take you to run a kilometre or 5 kilometres if you've never done it before? If one day you're able to do it in a certain amount of time and the next day it takes you 10, 15 minutes longer, is that a terrible sign, or is that just a recovery day where your body needs a little bit more space? So I know I'm definitely interested in learning a bit more about that, and hopefully everyone else is too.
Yeah, if you've any thoughts, feelings or suggestions, again, the email address is techtalk@newstalk.com. But if you can, we would be so grateful if you could donate a few quid. Go to idonate.ie/newstalkofftheball. And thank you so much to everybody who has donated so far. We are both very ambitious, though, and we want to smash our target into tiny little pieces, and every euro matters. Kathleen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jess.